This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
The Prospect Review Podcast is your source for the latest news and information on the 2014 NFL Draft.
With the 29th pick, the New England Patriots like.
Now here to preview the prospects, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
And it's a rainy day here in Foxborough as we're awaiting not only news about the NFL schedule, but we're eagerly anticipating the NFL draft, which is only, Andy, a couple of weeks away. And which is normally, it's normally
in the old
this
days,
week.
It would be tomorrow. It would be this week.
Exactly. I'm Eric Scalavino. That's Andy Hart.
By the old days, I mean last year.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
In my day, the draft was in April.
Right. And because it's rainy, we're going to keep it inside, but we're also going to go outside today as we talk about the linebacker position. And I want to start on the outside, Andy, even though it's raining, because there's a guy I want to talk about, Khalil Mack, who if you have, and if you don't, shame on you, your latest copy of Patriots Football Weekly, the pre-draft issue, inside you'll find, among many other things, the various most notable mock drafts that are out there on the marketplace. And at least one of them in here has Khalil Mack going number one overall to the Houston Texans. What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting. The first I'd heard of that potential, I guess, Mike Mayock was on a radio show prior to the combine or the week of the combine and said if he had the number one pick, he would take Khalil Mack. He was sort of down on Jadeveon Clowney, I guess is the new pronunciation. And Mack is a phenomenal player, record setter in terms of sacks, forced fumbles, tackles for a loss, but coming from
the University of Buffalo,
a little bit of a lower level, not exactly the SEC and a top powerhouse program, but he did play well in some of his chances to play higher level programs
over
the years. Which is
good. That's a good sign.
Right, but it's also a limited sample, and a lot of those records I'm talking about came against lesser competition, but certainly he is a tremendous, tremendous talent. And, you know, it's interesting, though, when you compare, as of a year ago, Jadeveon Clowney was considered a generational talent, the next Lawrence Taylor, best in 10 or 15 years. Now you have a guy in a similar build, similar mold, outside linebacker, pass rusher type, who may pass him up. Now, I'm still not totally buying that, but there are certainly people that believe he is in the running for the number one pick. You know, there's some people think that Houston could trade and get Mack at three or four or do something in that way. But he certainly would seem to be, A, in the running for the number one pick, and A, be in the running to join our friend Billy O'Brien and Romeo Crennel.
Pretty incredible story, I think, if a guy like that goes number one.
Certainly. I mean, Buffalo, you think about, it wasn't that long ago where, you know, they were sort of talking about Buffalo sort of, you know, getting on the radar, getting on the map. And, you know, remember, I like James Starks, their running back. And now you're talking about them having a prospect who is in the conversation of certainly the number one overall pick, but definitely a top five type talent. And that's
first
that's
rounder,
great for some
first
of those
rounder
programs.
Easily.
Oh, God, yeah. Top first half, rounder top easily. 10, top five. And then how high can he go? But, you know, you look at him and he has, you know, he's a captain. Everybody loves him. 28.5 career sacks. 4.6 type 40. He's one of those Bill Belichick right on the cusp of 6.4, 4.6. You know, outside type guys. Size, quickness, kind of has that whole package as that hybrid, you know, edge guy, outside linebacker, defensive end, pass rusher type.
No chance he falls to 29 then.
No, 0.0% chance. That's a lot of points and a lot of zeros. It means it's not happening. But
there's a guy who may have raised the bar for outside linebacker,
and he may
play.
Have some bar power who could fall to 29. Anthony Barr out of UCLA, I'm madly in love with.
Yeah, he's this year's Mendenhall.
A little bit. And he's not as good as Quinn. I'm not saying he's the
surefire Quinn
guy.
Yep.
He has the potential to be, in my opinion, maybe the best defensive player in this draft. You know, there are some people who question his motor and his game to get into. When he wants to play, he can dominate a game. 6'5", 255 pounds, 4'6", 40. But the quickness is what separates him. And the quickness to close. You know, I've likened him a little bit to Troy Polamalu. Obviously, different position. But Polamalu is one of those guys that he seems to be able to get to from 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage to 2 yards on the other side of it like that. like, you know, faster than really he should be, faster than he tests as. And Barr has that. He closes on quarterbacks, forces his great tomahawk chop and ability to get to the ball, forced fumbles. And the big thing that I find him intriguing about him was a running back for his first 2 years of college. So basically as a two-year player as a linebacker, if he fell to 29, I'm not sure it's the biggest need. You know, the Patriots have Jamie Collins and Mayo and Hightower and appear to have starters. Depth would be more of a concern there. I couldn't turn the card in quick enough because
I think,
I think he has the potential to be a game changer. You know, our boss Fred Kirsch calls Darrell Revis a transformational player because he can transform this defense. I think Anthony Barr down the road has that potential.
And it might not be a position per se where you would expect the Patriots to go linebacker, but given his size and the playmaking ability, they could still use another guy who can get to the quarterback, and especially with the tomahawk chop thing that you mentioned, they've lacked consistent playmakers at that position since you know, the early part of the 2000s when you had guys like Willie McGinnis and Roosevelt Colvin and those types who could do that.
And the other thing with him,
I'd be excited for a player like that.
You know, he was a running back, so how he developed and managed his body may change as he continues to grow and mature. So at 6'5", 255, there's nothing to say he's not going to be 6'5", 270 in a couple of years, and now you're talking maybe he is a defensive end.
Right.
You know, maybe he's
like
the counterpart
Ninkovich guy who can do a little bit of both.
So I love him. You know, some people think he's a second-round pick. Some people think he's a top-10 pick. If he falls to the early 20s, I would be thinking of trading up to get him. I really do think he's that good.
And especially considering that the Patriots didn't really add much in terms of the defensive end spot.
Nothing, nope.
You know, if they had gotten one of the three big names that was out there, the Jared Allens or the DeMarcus Wares or any of those guys, then maybe you say, it might be a little bit of a stretch. But if you're not going to add there, you might as well add to the outside linebacker spot.
And you have Jamie Collins stepping into the starting lineup full-time. Well, he's a year two guy who started the end of last year, but to just say he's going to be fine and and you're not going to miss a beat and you don't need another guy there, or just long-term and say, wow, Anthony Barr, Jamie Collins, that's a pretty athletic, versatile pass rush group. But, you know, that's probably a dream and we probably won't get there.
After those two guys, do you see a little bit of a drop-off?
Well, I do in that, you know, Ryan Shazer out of Ohio State is probably the next. And he is a smaller guy, very athletic, very productive, probably going to be a first-round pick in his own right, but a different type of player. Versatility, can probably do it all, but I'm not sure he can be the dominant edge guy that Mack and Barr have the potential to be.
In general, or for this defense in particular?
I think in general. I mean, he's a 6'1", 230 type guy. Those guys are, you know, 6'4", 250. They're more built prototypic, but he's faster. He might be more of a coverage guy and make plays athletically, run around sideline to sideline. Certainly has that ability. Everybody also loves him in terms of leadership, and the coaches supposedly love him at Ohio State. So, you know, Mike Vrabel, you know, is a guy that coached him there. Who knows, maybe he's a trade up in the second round to the first round option for Houston or something. But he's next in line. And then I think you start to drop into what are the second round guys. Probably lack the elite talent. You know, Kyle Van Noy out of BYU, a guy I kind of like, Trevor Riley out of Utah.
And has had a visit, right, Van Noy?
Something.
A workout or something
of some
with
sort.
The Patriots.
Riley, you know, 6'5", 250 type, edge player. He reminds me a little bit of Ninkovich because you see him on tape with his hand down. You see him dropping into coverage, picking off a pass, forcing a fumble. I'm not sure he'll ever be elite at anything. But he certainly has that jack-of-all-trades feel where a versatile edge player you could use. Carl Bradford, a kid out of Arizona State, I think is a pretty good, interesting character. I think he would probably be
another kind of smallish.
Yeah, it's more of a 6'1 type than a 6'4 type. More of an off-the-line linebacker than an on-the-line linebacker, as Bill would say. But certainly, as you're looking for depth, and I do think the Patriots need to draft a linebacker at some point.
Yeah.
Now, whether that's early or late or mid, whatever.
Or sign one as a whatever.
Yeah, they don't have depth there.
No.
You know, I'm not sold that Bo Harness is ready to just, you know, play if
he
needs to. And there's not a lot there. Moving down, there's some other guys, you know, Telvin Smith, A one-year starter out of Florida State, could be a tweener-type depth guy. I'm trying to look at my arrows. I like to give
He's tall, but he's not very bulky.
No. Well, that's the story of Florida State. Every guy is undersized. The linebacker is built like a safety. The safety's built like a corner. The corner is tiny. You know, every guy down the road is sort of smaller than the ideal.
And they won the national title.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for that. They had a pretty good quarterback. But they did have a very good defense, speed-based defense.
Yeah.
And certainly the NFL is trending in that direction, smaller and faster for the most part, rather than the big, you know, Bill Belichick outside guys and all that. Jordan Zumwalt out of UCLA, I find intriguing. Kind of an a-hole, and I say that in, you know, a semi-positive way. Certainly plays with an edge, physical, not afraid to go to the whistle and beyond it at times, not afraid to maybe talk a little trash. He certainly is an edgy guy in all senses of the word, both on the field and in his personality. Productive guy, you know, had a lot of starts. Could probably play inside linebacker in certain defenses. You know, he's 6'4", 230. And a guy I just watched a little while ago, actually, I was intrigued by is Prince Shembo out of Notre Dame.
Yes.
6'2", 250. Played D-end there. Not sure exactly what he'll be in the NFL. Linebacker, D-end, tweener, but certainly is a guy that high motor, you know, aggressive, can get after the quarterback. Certainly quarterback pressures more than sacks at times at Notre Dame. He's pretty solid versus the run. He looks like a pretty good football player that you could fit in somewhere.
Oh, and Lord knows this is the team for those kind
of players. Oh, certainly. Oh, I just watched another guy, by the way. We'll talk about it in a different podcast. Wake Forest, the defense. He's a nose tackle. Dan Klecko type, 5'11", 5'10", nose tackle, tried out at fullback in some of the postseason bowl games. Just a good, solid football player. Don't be surprised if you find a guy like that coming.
Has he played another sport? Because then that guarantees
that
he'll be
maybe
here.
He wrestled at some point. I should probably do a little deeper dive into his his history.
All right. Any other names from the outside that you want to throw out there? Maybe as later round or potential day four undrafted players who might sign?
Well, you know, one guy, Michigan State, Danikos Allen, three-year starter. He's tiny. He's 5'10", but very productive there. He smells like a special teamer to me. You never know when Bill is going to go in that direction. And then, as Bill says, if he's my special teamer, then he might have to play defense.
Uh-huh.
But he is undersized, 5'10", 225, but I like his speed. I like his ability to just get after the football.
So kind of like a Larry Izzo or...
Yeah, just one of those guys. Tracy White.
The guy from the Dolphins who was middle linebacker.
Zach Thomas.
Zach Thomas,
I mean, probably not on that tier of defensive player, but if they're just looking for depth and special teams, he's a guy that I could certainly envision in that role.
All right. Now, on the inside, the one name that I kept seeing in the mock drafts in the first round was C.J. Mosley.
Yes.
And
For good reason.
Yeah. He's good, very good player. There was only one other inside linebacker that I think got any sort of representation in any of the mocks that we saw, and that was the kid from Wisconsin, Chris Borland.
Not Al.
Right, not Al. Heidi-ho there, neighbor.
Right.
From Tool Time.
Although he went to Wisconsin. I bet you wear some
could
flannel.
Be. That's true, yeah. It's close
a beard
by
in
anyway.
The winters and stuff.
But this position, we've talked about this kind of up in our cubicle and even on PFW in progress. The inside linebacker position itself is sort of being phased out of football almost.
Certainly the prototypical old school run stuffer guy who's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", 250. You know, Brandon Spikes.
Yes.
Let's just put a name on it. Brandon Spikes.
Yeah. Well, but even a guy like Urlacher, who just recently retired, when he was drafted several years ago, he was kind of a guy who was like, wow, freakish, athletic, big, he can play safety, wide receiver, all this, but he was an inside linebacker. He was a prototypical inside linebacker in the NFL for his career. You don't really see guys like that.
Not as many, and the ones that are, you see the elite, you know, the Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman kind of guys dominate for certain teams. And those teams, you know, just happen to have some of the better defenses in football with the 49ers.
So is Mosley that kind of player?
I think Mosley is an elite player. I think he is going to be. And, you know, we've seen the position also change with a Luke Kuechly, who last year, defensive player of the year, with what he was able to do, and I don't just mean hold Rob Gronkowski in the end zone, can drop into coverage, can run all over the field, make plays. A guy in this division, Kiko Alonso, similar type of a run around, smaller coverage. Lavonte David, the kid from Tampa.
Yep.
We're seeing this new breed of young inside linebackers that do run all over the field, aren't quite as big, you know, can do some things in the passing game, aren't run stuffers, quote unquote. You know, even the Patriots with Dante Hightower moving inside have a more versatile middle linebacker.
It almost seems like, yeah, with Jamie Collins being the exception, it almost seems like they have or want to have guys who can play in or outside linebacker in this 4-3 interchangeably.
And you're seeing that, like I said, with other teams. There was some talk, you know, will Alonzo move outside at times in Buffalo with Spikes on the field? Will they move some guys around there?
Kind of have to because Spikes can't play on the outside.
Right, so there's some different things, but certainly Mosley is everything you want in the position. Not elite speed, but instinctive. Just, you know, what you say about a lot of good middle linebackers, he finds his way to the football. And that's the most important thing. That guy's in the middle of the defense. The more often he's around the ball, it's usually a good thing for your defense, chasing things down. He's not huge, you know, 230-type guy. Mm-hmm. But that's what some of these guys are modern day. And just seems like a real heady and you know, has an idea as soon as the ball's snapped, has an idea what the play is, where the ball's going, how to get there, and does a good job of that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't necessarily have to take on blocks, sometimes gets around them. Intriguing guy, certainly an intriguing guy. Big drop-off between him athletically and Chris Borland at Wisconsin. Also drop-off just, you know, Borland is 5'11", 5'10", 250, a little bit more of a traditional, slower, middle linebacker type. Now, he was the Defensive Player of the Year in his conference, Big Ten. I mean, there's nothing to sneeze at,
right.
But just as an NFL prospect, a much lower level prospect.
Okay, so if the Patriots want to look at taking an inside linebacker, most likely it's going to be in the middle to later rounds.
I would think, and you know, it'll probably be a versatile guy. You know, he'll probably be a special teamer, as we talked about earlier, somebody who earns a role there, becomes a backup on defense. There's actually an intriguing guy, I think, out of UConn, and who's actually a Massachusetts guy, I believe.
Smallwood?
Smallwood. You know, bet you get made fun of at times, variously. 6'2", 245, had a hamstring issue, but very productive, 36 starts. At UConn, can rush some, can play, you know, the run some, decent in coverage from what I've seen, sort of an all-around versatile, again, modern-day inside linebacker type. And he's seen as like a fifth-round prospect, according to our friends at NFL Draft Scouts, so certainly a later pick.
The one round I don't think the Patriots have,
well, you know,
but
you,
in that area.
If you can go in the fifth, you can go in the sixth or the fourth.
They have a couple of fours. They've got a couple of sixes.
You can turn 2-4 and trade down a six or seven, whatever. For the most part, though, all of these guys I thought were pretty underwhelming. You know, you have guys, you know, Max Bullough, I don't know how to say it exactly, but Michigan State kid who got suspended for the Rose Bowl was their guy. You know, just the cliche coach on the field. Mm-hmm. They loved him, you know, did everything right, two-time captain, comes from a football family. You know, he got suspended for the bowl game. There were reports that it could be drug-related. He would not address it at the combine. But if you're looking for a traditional, you know, two-down, run-playing linebacker in the late rounds, he's certainly a guy that has proven himself to be that. And I don't think the Patriots will go in that direction. I think they'll be looking for a little bit more of a versatile player. There's a kid out of LSU, Lamon Barrow, who 6'1", 237, is, I didn't love, but it certainly fills the bill as just an athlete. You know, most of those LSU guys on defense could play special teams, maybe develops into a backup type. Christian Jones, the kid out of Florida
FSU,
State, similar. You know, versatility, played all three linebacker spots, decent size, not overly quick or fast, in my opinion, but, you know, he was on an athletic defense and was certainly a big part of that, so has that. So, you know, there's some other guys that I actually liked later.
Such as?
Well, my guy, unfortunately, he is the Brandon Spikes type, the dying position. Andrew Jackson out of Western Kentucky.
Mm.
Big, 6'1", 255. Yes, and, you know, just a thumper, playing, you know, tackle to tackle, moving forward, big hits, play the run. If you're looking for that thick, physical, takes on blocks, sheds guards, all the cliches from like 15 years ago, he can do.
Yeah.
So if you just turn back the clock a little, he's your guy.
Unfortunately, this is the 2014 draft.
Right. But, you know, maybe they like having that body and maybe they replace Spikes with a guy like that.
Maybe.
They have had Spikes. So a guy that can play the middle, you bump Hightower out or he's just a backup and all those things. Mm-hmm. I liked him. I like Jeremiah George out of Iowa State. A little smaller, a little more athletic in terms of his 40 time, but uses his hands to disengage, I thought, really well. A pretty decent athlete, more athletic than a guy like Jackson probably. Could be a backup middle linebacker, I think, in the league.
Okay, so we have some options here. More so at outside.
And we have dreams.
Inside, and we certainly have dreams.
We're going to raise the bar.
That's
the bar held
potentially,
high.
Yes.
That's bar power.
I'm going to know how many more cliches. Or, I mean,
the Mass Bar
puns
Association.
We can try to make here. Oh, that actually would be a good one.
Oh, you like that one. He was mocking me, but he liked that one.
I like that one. That was a pretty good one.
I see how it is.
So,
can I do that a Roseanne kind of, Barr one?
I wouldn't want to. No, I don't think you should. Similar size, maybe, but.
Bar crawl. That's a pub crawl.
Yeah. You don't want him crawling around if he's your linebacker.
Bartender. Either.
Oh, if he gets an offer.
Barback.
Yeah.
Isn't that called barback?
Barback, right. That sweep up there. Yeah, so.
Bar Association.
Now, we're thinking of potential covers for PFW for the post-draft issue.
So I love him. Candy bar.
More defense
bar,
to come
racist.
On the podcast. We still have the secondary.
Oh, we have the secondary, running backs. We have a few positions we still need to get. D-line, I think.
As we speak, as we record this podcast, just over 2 weeks until the draft, and I just can't wait for it. There's too much talking about it. I want to get it there. I want to get the players picked. I want to get them in uniforms. I want to get them out there and practicing. I want to watch. I'm tired of talking about it, Andy.
I
want to get them out here.
That said, we'll still be back on Monday with another one of these.
So join us then.
Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.